This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, FM 93.7. Two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite. Now, as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also goes for our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers getting it done, getting the packages in the mail, taking wherever it needs to go. Let's not forget about our suicide jockeys either, hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel, wherever it has to go. And then again, we've got our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers. We heard from one of them a little while ago. And you can follow us, folks, on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website to check out is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, to the telephone line we go, and we have got up there in the panhandle of Florida, pretty close to Georgia, I might add, we've got Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Hello, Mr. Frank. Mr. Captain. You probably have some new people yelling this morning, because when I was in Lakewood Ranch, thank you very much, thank you. Okay, when I was in Lakewood Ranch for lunch on Wednesday, a lot of people wanted to know who you were, and I told them, how they could get a hold of you. So we probably have some new people that like the segment that are now listening to you a little bit more individually because of some other things that happened. And after we say the pledge, I'll tell you what that is. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, several people came up to me and asked me about Ron Klain and asked me what his responsibility was. And I said, well, Ron Klain is the chief of staff, and he is responsible for basically cleaning up all the messes that President leaves behind. He's responsible for scheduling and this, that, and the other. And somebody mentioned your name. I wonder why.
No, I just happened to mention him and the fact that that he is responsible for everything that goes on in the Biden administration.
Yep.
He is the chief of staff. He is the gatekeeper. He is the handler. He is the person that who has the most power in the White House.
Yep.
A lot of people believe it's the president. The president makes the decisions, but the chief of staff decides who gets in to see the president, who doesn't get to see the president, how long you get to see the president, what you get to talk to the president about, if there's going to be a follow-up. It's a very powerful position.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been in that position for Joe Biden since he was Vice President of the United States.
Yep.
So specific to this top secret document scandal, which is a scandal,
mm-hmm.
Ron Klain would have to know why those documents were where they are, who put those documents where they are, what's in those documents, why they were put there, all of it. He is the guy that the buck needs to stop with this. If he didn't know about any of this, then he and his entire operational staff have to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm betting, and I, you know, because this is dealing with top secret documents, and we can't know what really is in these documents. We can suspect, and we can listen to sources close to somebody who know.
Yeah.
But, you know, these documents seem to have been handpicked to keep damage away from Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they're coming out now, Ron Klain has to know who's was directed to these things and who took them. And that means he understands a crime was committed, which makes him complicit.
Well, here's what I know. And this comes from Breitbart. There's a report that says the White House and the DOJ agreed to hide classified document the scandal to begin with. Then there's a report that Secretary of State Blinken said that he doesn't know why government records were taken to the Penn Biden Center. And then finally, and I've been telling everybody all along, I knew this was a lie. I knew it was a lie. I knew there was a record. Finally, the Secret Service is going to disclose the visitor records from Biden's residence who came, who left. When we were told, oh, we don't keep any records or anything like that, I knew that was wrong.
Well, at this point, because so much time has passed, records like that can be
right.
can be doctored.
Expunged.
So I'm yeah, I'm not going to put any weight into that. Blinken, why should he know? It's probably an honest answer. He wasn't in the inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
Blinken wasn't in the inner circle back when Biden was vice president. So why would he know anything? So that's probably true. But Ron Klain does.
Hold that thought, folks. When we come back, a lot more with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. See, for my friends down there in Lakewood Ranch, I told you I was going to ask the question, and I did, and you got the answer. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. Thank you very much, Frank Salvato. We'll get to Frank in a minute, but I got to tell everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. That's spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. Now, they have stores, dealerships in Crystal River, in Newport Richey. That is the flagship station store where they have, at 1954, their big facility. And I mean big facility. Plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And let's not forget the all-new Nissan dealership on State Route 50 in Brooksville, just this side of the Suncoast Parkway. So there you go. Now, you can check them out online going to mossnissan.com. But remember this. They had the You Serve, You Save program where active duty military veterans, first responders, that's EMTs, firefighters, and police, and church pastors, all get afforded great deals because of their service to our country. They also have Boss Care, which means free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle, your Moss Family Auto automotive vehicle, whether it's a new or a pre-owned vehicle, doesn't matter. It's all there, part of the service. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a few more dollars along the way, too. There you go. All right, Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com is with us. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
I'm going to try to duck after I say this. Alec Baldwin. What a dumbass.
Well, he's got an arrogant streak 1,000 miles wide. You know, he uses his station in life to be politically active, which I always find a little nauseating.
Mm-hmm.
But if he would have, and we're talking about the his the charges leveled against him with the manslaughter charge in regard to the Rust the Rust movie incident that cost someone their life.
Yep.
If he would have been, if he would have been remorseful, if he would have been a little bit more feeling throughout this whole thing, I believe he probably wouldn't have been charged. But because he is an arrogant jackass, you know, hey, karma's a bitch.
Yep.
You know, karma's a bitch. So he's going to go forward. He's probably going to go to trial on this. He's probably going to say that he was innocent. But the fact is, you know, the facts are what they are. I don't know of any person anywhere that when you get handed a weapon, you don't open it and check it.
Right.
I don't care if you're on a movie set or wherever. Someone hands you a weapon, you open it up and you check to see if it's loaded and what it's loaded with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so he didn't do that. So there's some culpability there.
Yep. And when you go to a gun show, there's a reason why they have the trigger locked, the chamber locked. They've got the little twist ties in there. The pump, if it's a pump shotgun, they have that locked off. There's a reason why they do that.
And I'm sure in this instance on the set, there's going to be more people that will be complicit. You know, there was no reason to have live ammunition on that set.
Nope.
So there's going to be some other people who are complicit on this. But, you know, there is a responsibility when you're handling a weapon, whether it's supposed to be a dummy weapon or not. You check it.
Mm-hmm.
Safety first. That's the law.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got to ask you a question. The United States reached the debt ceiling limit last night, right? And we're sitting there. What comes next?
No, if McCarthy's bright, he's going to negotiate something that is valuable to Republicans that he wouldn't normally be able to get through the Senate and pass Biden's desk. In order to be able to give them what they want, which is a raise the debt ceiling, which I don't agree with anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we as a nation have to live within our means. We can't just keep upping the credit card limit because that's what it is. It's like giving a kid a credit card when they go to college and they keep maxing it out. You keep bailing them out. That's what the American taxpayer is doing through our representatives by raising the debt ceiling. We've got to start learning not to spend things we don't have. And Democrats are notorious for that. So they will attempt to try to say that McCarthy and Republicans are trying to shut down government. That's what they cry every single time.
Mm-hmm.
But they have the power to make sure that everything keeps going if they agree to stop spending as spendthrifts. And Republicans need to get way ahead of that message. They need to start talking about it now. The Democrats have the power not to shut down government if they'll just be fiscally responsible with the taxpayers' money.
Right.
They've got a flamethrower that right now. Because if they don't, same thing's going to happen. Republicans get blamed for shutting down government, and Democrats are going to fearmonger that Social Security checks won't go out, and America will default. You already hear Yellen and Schumer talking about America pays its debts. America always pays its debts. These evil Republicans. It's not the evil Republicans. It's Democrats who spend money we don't have.
That's right. And then they just print the stuff that we didn't have to begin with.
Which causes what we're dealing with now, inflation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now interest rates have to go up. So if you were saving all your life to buy a home and your time arrived, the interest rates just went through the freaking roof because Democrats couldn't stop spending because of their addiction to doing so.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to save a little bit more or pay a higher price the rest of your life. That's fair to the taxpayer. But Democrats use taxpayer money to bribe people to vote for them. So what are you going to do? That's right, vote them out.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm having a problem trying to understand something here, and it's the Supreme Court who this week said it has not yet determined who leaked a draft of the court's opinion overturning abortion rights. However, the investigation is going to continue.
See, I think they're crazy like a fox on this one. I think it's a baited trap for the same person so they can be caught red-handed and exposed in the act. There's no questioning stuff when you're caught in the act. You know, you could try to spin as hard as you want, but when the spotlight catches you under the wire, you're caught under the wire.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they absolutely know who leaked that draft,
mm-hmm.
and they're baiting the person for the next big decision to see if they can catch them red-handed.
Mm-hmm.
And the person's going to be stupid enough to do it, too, because, you know, once you're a leaker and you get to see your, well, for lack of a better term, you get to see your arson burn,
mm-hmm.
you get addicted to it.
Yep.
And you need to stick around and see it burn, just like an arsonist.
Yeah.
So if this is a baited trap, it's a smart move.
Yep. Yeah, and one of the ways that we caught an arsonist when we were investigating somebody who was a serial arsonist is we didn't know he was doing this, but he videotaped his burnings. And we saw go ahead.
Arsonists are like that. They like to celebrate their work. They like to relive it. They like to watch it.
Yep.
That's why they say if you believe it's arson, take a look at who's watching the fire because they're probably there.
And we saw this first guy at one fire, and then all of a sudden we looked up at another fire, and there he was again with his camera. And when we got to the third fire, and there he was with his camera, always in just about the same place, and we said, okay, we got to do a little bit more checking here, and son of a gun, he was the one.
Yeah, so apply that theory to this, and I think you've got a pretty good idea of what mm-hmm. the Supreme Court justice authorities, because remember they have their mm-hmm. own law division.
Yep.
What they're trying to do to be able to expose this person in no uncertain terms.
Yep. Now, can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Good, because I know Bagamon Bob is going to want to ask you a question because he just called and I just realized that he's sitting over there on the phone, but we're going to a hard break here. So what we're going to do is take the break, come on back, and then we'll let Bob ask his question because there's always good questions. He doesn't have any bad questions.
Well, there are no bad questions.
There's no bad questions in radio.
Isn't that what we learned when we were in school, when you had a good teacher?
Yeah, and by the way, I was in an American history class the other day. I spoke before a class of students. What an honor. What an honor.
Well, we got to get back to that.
You bet. Hold that thought. Frank is going to be right back. Bagamon Bob on the line is going to be right back to ask his questions, and I'll be right back, too, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and it is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more right here on the Radidio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. The Treasury Department began taking special measures to keep paying the government's bills on Thursday, as the United States is against its borrowing limit.
The debt ceiling needs to be lifted, but wouldn't it be a normal thing if we're $31 trillion in debt, not to just give a blank check?
Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy. The Treasury Department began their so-called extraordinary measures, those accounting maneuvers, including suspending investments for certain government accounts, that will allow the Treasury to keep paying obligations to bondholders, Social Security recipients, and others until at least early June. Cryptocurrency lender Genesis Global and two of its lending subsidiaries filed for bankruptcy protection late Thursday night in New York. Cell phone provider T-Mobile is investigating a data breach that could affect roughly 37 million people. An unidentified malicious intruder breached its network in late November. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Mr. Frank Savato, my fellow brother of the badge from Illini. Wait, that's Illinois. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com, and Mike Lindell. Let me tell you something. Have you had a good night's sleep lately? Has your neck been bothering you? Maybe your shoulder's out of whack, out of joint? You're sleeping on one of those stuffy, fluffy pillows that you got for $9.99? Well, how about spending $19.99 and getting one of the best pillows there is out there that's going to give you one of the best night's sleep you ever had? Yep. You can sure do it. MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Go over there. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. It's right there on the front page. Use the promo code CAPTAIN when it asks you for a promo code, and shop till you drop. Pillows are just one way to do it. They're marked down to $19.99. Now, Giza sheets, got them. Towels, got them. Slippers, got them. Anything and everything related to your bedroom, got it. So think about that for a second. And by the way, if you want to talk to a real person, 800-641-5459, that's 800-641-5459. Talk to a person. They'll help you out, walk you through what's there, because you're going to find hundreds of items on the Radio Listener Specials page marked down up to 80%. Hundreds of items. Again, the promo code is always going to be the word CAPTAIN. 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We got Backgammon Bob on the line, and he's got himself a good question, he says, so I got to hear this one. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what is it?
Yes, sir. Two things. One, Russia. The other, China. On China, are they having a, in Congress, aren't they creating a China commission or something like that? And if they do, will they restrict everything from China? I think we ought to totally disengage from China. The second thing on Russia, they've recently said nuclear war. If we go ahead into Ukraine and we win, this has got to be a bluff. And if they, like the United States, don't Russia have a, in other words, is Putin trigger on the button? Is his finger really on the button, or will other officers intercede, or do they have a schedule of command? All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, well, I'll get to the Russia thing after you talk about the China thing.
Well, yeah, there's a committee that's been seated, a subcommittee from McCarthy's new agreements with people that is looking at everything China.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very good thing because the House holds the purse. They're the people that get to spend the money. All those bills have to originate in the House. So that committee looking at the relationships we have with China as far as trade equity, as far as security, as far as data mining, et cetera, will all be addressed and put out into the open with this committee. It's a very good thing, and it's time that we've held China accountable for a lot of the stuff they've done, including currency manipulation and intellectual theft. Now, we can't allow their bad actions to go unmentioned, unnoticed, and unresponded to when they're trying to move the world to try and follow the Chinese hybrid communist capitalist economic model, and especially when you've got the miscreants over at the World Economic Forum in their corner to do so, because it would allow them to get richer. So this is a good thing that we have this committee, and I support it 100%.
Well, when it comes to Russia, the comment was made by Russia's Medvedev, who is an ally of Vladimir Putin and was the president. And that was a good point you raised, Frank, when Barack Obama leaned over and made the comment that he would whispered in Medvedev's ear that he would soon be in charge and there would be nothing that they would have to worry about or this, that, and the other when it comes to whatever it was they were talking about. But something along those lines. Is that correct?
Yeah, they were talking not only about trade agreements, but the nuclear de-escalation.
Mm-hmm.
And he told Medvedev,
yeah.
As on a hot mic, he said, you just tell Vlad not to worry about it after the election. Things will be a lot easier.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if Donald Trump would have said that to Vladimir Putin or his puppet, they would have tried to impeach him again. But with Obama and a sycophantic press, they just kind of said, well, it's probably not what it appears, you know, so. This is the person we're talking about. As far as the nuclear thing, you're going to hear a lot of saber rattling about nuclear. And the fact that Medvedev is the one who said it, especially given the reports that Putin's health is ailing, is very telling. That the propaganda is now being hawked by other people who are in the level of the presidency. So, you know, but just keep in mind that if Russia uses any kind of nuclear weapon, tactical or otherwise, the world has to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And they will most likely lose China. The only two allies that they will have will be Iran and probably North Korea. Because I don't believe China, in the economic condition that it's in right now, and they do have some internal economic problems, would be able to suffer a foolish move like that, because the world would have to respond.
Mm-hmm. Now, our Tony Dungy here from Tampa, former coach of the Buccaneers, went on to win the Super Bowl with the Indianapolis Colts, and now is a premier broadcaster on sports television, is going to be the featured person at the 50th Annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. And right away, the woke culture has gone right after him like a fly in molasses.
Well, of course they are. They have to go, they have to push back against anybody who doesn't toe their line. That's because people are starting to awake from woke. And it's about time. The woke ideology, no matter what the subject, is totalitarian and aggressive. They are intolerant. They are not inclusive. They don't respect individual rights. They're the worst of the worst. So, you know, we've been talking about pushing back against wokeness ever since it emerged on the stage. But they're going to target people like Dungy or anybody else who is going to be featured at anything that's non-woke, and they're going to call them every name in the book.
Mm-hmm.
But as my mother used to say, when you point a finger at somebody, open up your hand and you'll see there's three fingers pointing back at you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the woke movement has to understand. Every time they scream the vitriol that they do against somebody who they oppose, it exposes them for the intolerance, the lack of diversity, the lack of inclusion, and the totalitarian hate that they spew every time they open their mouth.
Well, I got one for you. According to our governor, Ron DeSantis, the new political lexicon word is normalcy, getting rid of the word woke. He used it during his inauguration speech on January 3rd in Tallahassee, and it worked great.
We talked about this about a month or so back.
Yep.
The woke culture is trying to move everything that's abnormal into the definition of normal.
Yep.
And what DeSantis is doing here is saying, no, we're reserving normal for what the definition of that word is. The wild left is not going to be able to redefine what normal is, and we have to get back to normalcy. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's a great thing to strive for, because when we have a normal community, a normal society, a normal idea of what common ground and mainstream is,
mm-hmm.
then extremists are well defined. And it's not people who believe in liberty and free speech and individualism and Americanism. It's the people who are pushing woke things like drag queen story hours for your fifth graders and gender fluidity. You know, so, yes, taking a stand and saying we're not going to allow you to redefine the word normalcy and normal, yeah, we have to do it. And bravo, Governor DeSantis. He's never disappointed to date.
No.
Never.
And please, Governor DeSantis, stay governor. Don't run for president, please.
Yeah, give us one more. Give us the full term. Give us the full term run next time, and I'll scream your name from the mountaintop.
Yep, you betcha. All right, Mr. Frank, I will be talking to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, UndergroundUSA.com, and we'll be right back with the Sports Zone quarterback.
Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, final segment for a Friday, your Monday through Friday, folks. This is brought to you, of course, by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, where they happen to be located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota. Remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And yes, they will ship to you wherever you're at around this great United States of America. Now, Dominic's also offers locally installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, they have got plenty of stuff to look at. All you got to do is call them up, and they'll tell you how to do that. 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Call them up to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store or ask them any questions you want about whether or not maybe you need a part, maybe you need a blind, maybe you need a shutter, whatever you need. They should be able to help you. Now, here's the good part. All military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the phone number, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. All right. We have had a cleaning of the house in Tampa Bay, Florida. I am shocked that the head coach is still the head coach. That may not stay that way for long, but they got rid of the whole coaching staff yesterday, didn't they, Mr. Patrick Allen?
Yes, sir, they did. Very interesting, except the head coach and a couple of assistants. You know, you want to blame, you know, Leftwich and the quarterback coach? I don't know. I mean, doesn't it start at the top, Captain? Okay? Captain goes down with his ship. I don't know. I don't know what they're pulling. I don't know if they're keeping Todd Bowles in a position of the head coach, hoping to land a big fish, and then they'll tell him, thanks for the memories, because I don't think he has the ego to step down and be the defensive coordinator. Do you, Captain?
No.
No. So there, with that situation, it's just not going to work out. You know, was this something to keep Brady around? You know, a lot of rumors, a lot of things to think about and discuss, but I don't think a lot of people are happy, you know, in one buck place. You know, you go 8-10 is your final tally, okay? They made the playoffs, but we both know that's a farce, mm-hmm. the way the season was. So not good. You know, the Vikings fired their defensive coordinator. There are friends up in Minnesota trying to listen to the show.
Minnesota.
There you go. So, you know, feel for them up there, too. What they're
I'm going to hear from that bunch up there. You realize that because I said that.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's fun. I mean, they got a good sense of humor. You have to.
They do.
You
they do. They're good people.
4 months of below zero. Boy, I'll tell you, God bless them. Roman's out as the offensive coordinator, captaining with the Baltimore Ravens, also for our friends up there in Maryland. And, you know, he was instrumental to Lamar Jackson, working with him and designing plays. That's kind of surprising to me that he's out. You know, now if he was hired to be a head coach somewhere, that wouldn't have surprised me.
Well, Leftwich could be a head coach somewhere, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and after this year, though, boy, it hurt his resume. It hurt his chances, Captain. But, yeah, anything can happen. So it's going to be interesting. Also, next year, the Bills, the Titans, the Jags will play in London next season, and Chiefs and Patriots will be in Germany. So they're deciding who the Bills and the Titans and Jags will play with. Those three are already, you know, ready to go there.
Well, they're playing overseas in Germany and England, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I think it's kind of neat. What's your thoughts on that, Captain?
Well, 5 games. I'd like to see him play a few more games. I don't mind it at all. I think it's great. I think the people over there are rock-solid fans. We know that because we saw them over here at our games.
Yeah, absolutely. So, no, they're passionate about their sports. You know, their first love is obviously soccer that you and I call it, but they call it football over in their neck of the woods. So, mm-hmm. there you go. Loyola Marymount. Captain ends number 6 Gonzaga 75-game home win streak. Wow, that reminds me of the UCLA days with John Wooden, one of the greatest coaches of all time in any sport. And on the basketball side of things, the Notre Dame basketball coach Bray is stepping down after this season. You know, it's cool when people step away from the game when they know it's time. And we'll be getting into some NASCAR here real soon. Captain, you and I love to talk about that. I can't wait for Daytona. And also, Kevin Harvick, you know, he's going to step away. You know, you just have to know when it's time. And I'm worried about Tom Brady in that department, Captain. Do you think he should come back for another year? Or is it maybe time to say, you know what, I've had a heck of a career. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, my answer is I don't think he should play another year. I think he should just take the year off and do a little commentating because, you know, people are ready to pay him big money to be on TV. He's already got a contract with, I'm not sure who it is, it might be ABC or somebody, but he's already got a contract to come back as a broadcaster. We know that, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
So that being said, I don't think he should play. He's taking a hell of a risk. He took some shots this year that he wasn't exactly just hopping up to get back on his feet again. And you just can't do that. You can't do that.
No. We agree 100%. But, you know, he's his own man, and we'll see what transpires with him. We'll see if Aaron Rodgers, you know, works things out in Green Bay to get them back in the
Well, if race. Not, if not, here's my prediction. Here's my prediction. I've told you about Las Vegas, right?
Oh, of course, yep.
If Tom Brady does not go to Las Vegas, guess who is?
Wow. Okay. Good question. I don't know who you're going to say.
Mr. Green Bay Packer.
You think Aaron Rodgers might hook
I
up?
I sure as hell do. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he would reunite with Devontae Adams over
that's,
there.
That's part of it. Happen. That's part of it. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's possible, too. I'm curious if Tom leaves Tampa Bay, if Derek Carr possibly is the name that they bring here to Tampa Bay.
Hey, he's a veteran quarterback. He's a veteran quarterback, and he can move the team up and down the field. That's all you need.
That's it. You know, everybody picks on that guy. He did a heck of a job with John Gruden, you know, but this, with Josh McDaniel. You know, so
okay, so that leads me to my next question I've been bugging you about all season long. John Gruden made a mistake. John Gruden wants to get back in football. John Gruden wants to apologize or do whatever it takes. Why in the hell doesn't he come back to the Bucs where he made his name for himself, made his claim, and get another shot at doing what I think he can do? I think he can take this team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it would be nice. We are the country of second chances, aren't we, Captain?
Yes, sir.
He deserves it. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of rough, though. You had the guy's name up on your stadium, and you took it down because of his comments. Can you bring him back? I don't know.
Of course you can.
You know, I would think so, you know. But I don't know if they will. But I hope he gets back into coaching if that's what he desires. I liked him as an announcer. I thought John did an excellent job. You know, people say and do things all the time. Is that their true character or a flaw in their character at that point in time? I think anybody
well,
with me
open mouth and shirt foot is what some people call. But you always should have your brain in gear before you open your mouth. And every one of us has been guilty of that because we're passionate about what we do. We may not necessarily mean some of the things we even say, but we're passionate about what we do. We say something that may upset somebody. We don't do it intentionally, but I've done it. You've done it. Everybody that's listening to this radio show has done it. And guess what? Afterwards, you go, uh-oh.
Exactly, Captain. Amen. Hey, he is not sitting. Cast the first stone. That's what I always say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's habitual and you hurt people, then I have no tolerance for that. You know, I have no tolerance for people not saving money, Captain, on their insurance. And all they have to do is give me a call at 813-966-1052. Just yesterday, Matt, I helped out a guy. He was paying so much for Eloquest. Got him on the plan, told him come February 1st, guess what? Your Eloquist now is going to be $30, not $300.
Mm.
So these are the things I do for people, but you got to contact me and see what I can do for you. Any insurances you have, let me at least come by and have a cup of coffee with you and just do a thorough examination of what you have. If you can get better, if you can save money, why not do it? And why not have an agent who's going to be on your side and you can call and he'll answer your questions and take care of you? Real simple. My name's Patrick Hyland. Please give me a call, 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. Have a safe weekend, everybody.
All right. Thanks a lot. And that's Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, Sports Zone quarterback. Appreciate him very much. And don't forget, you can catch him in my flagship station Sundays from 11 to 12 with the gang. All right, it's been a great week. Those of you that don't get us on the weekend, we'll see you on Monday. For the rest of you, I'll see you tonight in the weekend edition. The Captain's America Third Watch marches on. Have a great day, everybody.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.